Well, the Super Rugby season not too far away, and one of the stars for the Brumbies this season will be Tom Wright. He joins us this morning on the phone. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. Got to say, we had one of your teammates on last week, Will Miller. How he said that pre-season's been going enormous. Obviously, a little bit different this particular year around with everything's been happening in the region down there in Canberra. But how have you found the pre-season, mate?
Yeah, you just touched on it there. Obviously, there's been a fair bit going on that everyone's pretty well aware of. And for us as a pretty much a small town, it's something that we sort of take the brunt of, obviously. And we have a fair bit of rural and remote fans. And even you said there, obviously, Willie Miller comes from somewhere that is pretty heavily affected. So as a squad, obviously, we take that on board and sort of roll with it in that we know that it affects a lot of people. And in saying that, obviously, the training's been extremely hard, but nothing in comparison to what people across the nation have sort of had to go through sort of recently. But sort of to touch on the training there, it's the heat's sort of something this year that it's been pretty much something that I've never had to go through in terms of some pretty warm days down here in the capital. And then a bit of a shorter pre-season, so trying to squeeze a lot into pretty much a 6 or 7 week block, sort of starting in mid-November, sort of rolling all the way through up until now. So it's been something that's been really good, but sort of start licking our lips a little bit now and start playing some football.
Yeah, it's been a different pre-season for you guys. Of course, you went away to Newcastle to train because of the smoke, and then early this week they had some horrible weather down there in terms of hail and rain. Did that affect your training as well? I know it affected the Raiders. They couldn't train. Were you out in the training field when that happened?
We were pretty fortunate. We got our field session probably done, honestly, maybe 5 to 6 minutes just prior to that hail starting, just by the way of scheduling. And then you touched on there the Raiders. I saw and heard a little bit about rushing off the field.
Yeah.
Just trying to escape it. But, yeah, sort of seen and heard a fair bit about the damage that it caused sort of across Canberra and dusted up a few people's cars and a few homes and stuff as well. But you touched on Newcastle there. It was something that was out of our control, but the club sort of organised it on the drop of a hat and we were able to get up to Newcastle and get sort of 10 days worth of training done, and it was a little bit of a different environment. Like, got up there and just ripped in straight away, and the humidity was something that we were sort of weren't used to down in Canberra, as you probably know. A bit drier heat usually, but yeah, it was sort of good to start after Christmas, just rip straight back in, and then fortunate to come back to Canberra and sort of get to see family and friends again and lead into round one, which is really exciting.
Yeah, how have you found Canberra, Tom? Because I know, you know, you're from Sydney. You went to Joey's. You stayed and played rugby league, and then you moved back to the Brumbies. How have you found your time in Canberra?
Yeah, really exciting. As a place itself outside of rugby, it's a really, really quiet town in comparison, as you touched on, compared to Sydney. I really like the environment it's sort of brought into my life. Like, obviously, moving down, a lot of the people and that I involve myself with come from the Brumbies. In that, I didn't really know anyone outside of this organisation before I moved down. So, coming down as a touch on it being such a sort of a small community before, you get to sort of get to know your teammates and who you obviously want to be playing with each week really well. In that, sort of finishing up training and weekends, especially during the pre-season, you've got a fair bit of time on your hands, so you get to sort of mingle with people that you might not have necessarily known very well, and then obviously that brings in the family side of things, and that was something that I was really impressed with when I first moved down, was the importance they placed on sort of family and getting everyone involved pretty much straight away in that the player, like us as a player, sort of we come with a fair bit more than just ourselves. You know, we've got our people move down interstate with us, overseas especially as well for some of the guys. But you get to know people's family and friends, and obviously a few instances people have their own kids and stuff, which is really cool. So You often see a few of the boys' kids running around, which is pretty cool. So, just a little bit different to Sydney, but I obviously enjoy getting back up to Sydney and seeing my family and stuff too. So, with it being pretty close, it makes it pretty easy too.
Mate, you were a schoolboy rugby star, and then you went to rugby league. You went and played with Manly. Can I ask why you went to Manly? Why didn't you stay in Union straight away?
Well, at the time, it was just something that was really exciting. I mean, obviously, I went to an all-boys sporting school and played rugby throughout my years there, but rugby league was like nothing foreign to me, and that I played it all the way through, basically up until sort of boarding school. And obviously was a massive fan of the game, or both games, I should say, sort of going through high school. And when the opportunity presented itself, I sort of just didn't want to sort of let it go by. I obviously had the opportunity to go to either or, sort of leaving school. And looking back on it, I sort of never regret anything of it. Like, I would do it all again, in that I got to live out like a childhood dream and meet some really cool people. And obviously the opportunity when it arose at the Brumbies to come down and live out another childhood dream and, you know, play Super Rugby and play teams from all over the globe, basically. It was something that obviously really appealed to me at the time as well. And really grateful for sort of everything that I've got to experience in both games, sort of up until this point anyway.
Tom, there's a new Wallaby coach in Kiwi and former Chiefs coach Dave Rennie. Is there plans for him to come and speak to the Brumbies players? And, you know, with a new coach on the scene, there's new opportunities, and with a lot of senior players moving on from the World Cup, a lot of spots opening up. Some of you young guys that have always had that potential, I've watched you play a lot through your schoolboy football. If you impress early, there's opportunities there for this new generation of player to come through and make their mark now in the Wallabies jersey.
You touched on it. Obviously, that's sort of every kid's dream, that puts on a pair of boots from when they're 5 and 6 years old. But with it obviously being sort of that close, I suppose, at the moment in terms of competition for a lot of young guys, even just here at the Brumbies, you know, we've got spots up for grabs even still at the moment with from 1 to 15 on the park, you know. So, but yeah, obviously that's something that a lot of us aspire to do at some point in their career, and that's something that me personally, obviously, I've got aspirations to do. And you touched on Dave Rennie, obviously, as a new coach, sort of still sort of fresh news, I suppose, since the World Cup has sort of finished. So at some point, he potentially may come down and speak to us. But the only way we're sort of individually anyway going to sort of press for positions and stuff like you touched on is to play good football. So with round one sort of coming up, and without even looking that far, we've got a trial game on Thursday night in Albury. So the only way that I can sort of even put my hand up, or, you know, give myself the best opportunity to do that, would be to perform in a trial game, and then leading into round one, give myself the best opportunity to play good football there and against the Reds in Canberra.
Well, the Brumbies were the best performed Australian side last year and they topped the conference. And you're one game short of making the Super Rugby final. What are the lessons you can take out of last season that might help you for this year?
Obviously it being my first season last year, little things like the travel, sort of, I touched on that we play obviously sides from around the globe, and we played that quarter final in Canberra, and then we're sort of, it was dependent on a result in another game on whether we had a home game against someone or a away game against, and it ended up being the Argentinian side. So little stuff like travel, and I take little learnings out of that and how to best prepare for stuff like that. And then with a new crop of guys coming through, obviously we had a fair few experienced players leave the squad and leave the door ajar for sort of the next person to fill that jersey and make their own mark on the game. And I think as a squad, it's given guys that were sort of not necessarily senior players sort of last year a massive opportunity to take the reins of the side and sort of steer the ship, I suppose, is the most common term that gets thrown around, and sort of to help and give guidance to guys even still, like myself, you know, still looking for ways to improve and, you know, take learnings out of, like I said, travel and, like stuff like that. Even just help, like I touched on before, like younger guys that are, it's going to be a fair few guys that are pushing for spots that haven't played a Super Rugby game yet, so.
Yeah, mate, just quickly, Alan Alatoa, he is named the captain and you're in country tomorrow night. You're in Albury for that final pre-season clash. You play the Rebels, mate. Now's your chance in 30 seconds why everyone in Albury should get along and watch you tomorrow.
I think it's going to be really exciting. Firstly, there's two games, so obviously that's going to be something that's really exciting and get to see a number of guys for more than 80 minutes, which is good. I hear kids under 16 are getting it for free, I'm pretty sure. So
nice.
If on a Thursday night, I can't imagine anything better than when I was 15, 16 years old, getting in, going down to watch footy, eating pies, maybe sneak your soft drink if your mum's not looking. So I think, yeah, as I said, like obviously it's awesome that we're getting out into a community that we potentially don't get to see a lot of the time. So these are the supporters that we value. So
perfect.
Come out, see the boys and, post game, we'll be doing our best to get around and see everyone as well.
All right, mate. Go well tomorrow, and we may be speaking to you during the season, mate, with the Brumbies, and hopefully it's a big year.
Awesome. Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate your time.